Walgreens is only minutes away with sweet gifts this Valentine's Day. Say I love you with a perfect Hallmark card, or you make every day special with your Valentine's favorite fragrance. Walgreens, now with card through February 14th. Select fragrances are 20% off and select premium chocolates are 2 for $8.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to two on The Score.
Hey, Stoney.
Hello, Lawrence.
You've listened to some of the interviews that the players have had. There's a lot of optimism, but it's not misplaced optimism. It's optimism built on the acquisitions by Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams. I mean, you add Encarnacion, you add Mazzara, you add Gio Gonzalez and Keuchel. You look around at some of the guys that were added to this team, with Grandal being a guy who brings the left-handed presence they really need to help Moncada from the left side. Bazaar at 24 years old is only going to get better. This is a team going to score a whole lot of runs, and defense is a factor. And Lewis Robert now signed, meaning he'll probably be, assuming that he stays healthy, and I'm assuming he would, he's going to be the everyday center fielder, which is going to really help the defense.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Interested in winning a one-day contract with the Chicago Wolves that starts with a $5,000 signing bonus? Well, then, Kevin, go to chicagowolves.com/sprint to learn how you can win the Sprint Power Play Payday.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs trade Chris Bryant to the Colorado Rockies for superstar third baseman Nolan Arenado. Keep it here for the latest on this blockbuster move by the Cubs on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
Breaking news on 670 The Score is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Certainly appreciate that. Even when we're giving you false information, you still listen. God bless you. There's no Chris Bryant trade.
Yeah.
Stop it, Kevin. God. Just because it's there doesn't mean you have to play it. It's like,
you don't know me at all, do you?
Don't print the obituary. Even if the guy is still alive, that's the rule.
Oh, I've got yours written.
I know you do. Son of a dog. Every time I shake his hand, he feels my pulse. That's how he rolls. Our thanks to Dustin Rhodes.
I am really sorry about the choices that were made.
Yes, reading strictly from the teleprompter. Our thanks to Kevin Zipak. We love you, Kevin.
Taking a look at the Menards 670 weather in one word. Cold. In several words, bone-chilling cold.
Our thanks to Stutzad in this morning for Ray. Bless you, kind sir.
Good young man who's gone through hell.
He went through hell this morning. And now we welcome in Dan and Connor. Dan Bernstein, Connor McKnight, a couple of the great Score personalities.
Morning, guys. Here.
Well, morning.
You took the advice to layer up quite to heart, didn't you?
Oh, you have no idea. I've been slowly taking off clothes all morning. You should see what I have. I have
more
enough
tartan?
Stuff. I got more. Yes. I have to go walk through this, and I'm determined to do it. And I am ready to climb Everest if it comes to it. No problem.
Yeah, but you're going to pay like the $80,000 to have the Sherpas literally carry you up.
Yeah, I'm going to disappear on the mountain. Don't get me wrong.
Sure, you're going to get lost up there. It's a nice Sherpas look for you. What tartan is this? Is it the family?
This is just a scarf. Okay. This is nothing. No, right. This is just a...
I'm always curious.
I don't know who gave it to me, but I've got tons of gear on.
All the swag.
See, just because you know your family tartan, your family crest,
I'm Irish. I know my family crest.
I know the McNaughton tartan. It is ugly as McNaughton. That's our clan's name. Uh-huh. We went to McKnight as you come overseas and whatnot. But yeah, McNaughton's tartan is it's all of the colors. It's vomit
is that
color.
Scottish or Irish?
That's Scottish.
Yeah, McNaughton sounds Scottish.
We're Irish. And so
McNaughton's from?
We are from,
I know Scotland. You can tell me.
Loch Fyne, in and around there, is where the castle is. Yeah, our family castle is now owned by a South American optometrist. It's his house.
Our family castle,
or Brian Johnson of AC/DC, who I think has
one of the two.
Doesn't he live like he's got several Scottish castles?
I think there's a number of them. Yeah.
How many generations removed?
Scotland many,
30 or thereabouts.
Scotland many, but Ireland not so many. Our Irish ancestor came over. He was a bagman for the Irish mob, and he thought, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll lose him. I'll drop the O off the last name. O'Connor was the last name. I'll just drop the O. They'll never find me. They found him. They found him.
So you actually are O'Connor McKnight.
My mother's last name is Connor. That's where I got my first name. They were O'Connor when they came over.
O'Connor.
He's O'Connor.
That's how it works.
Yeah, I'm first generation, pal. My folks came off the boat. The boat. Think about that. They didn't fly here. They actually took a boat.
Not like the horses. Like when they get the horses. Right,
the horses are flying in that time. In fact, but the Mulligans came over a different way. That makes sense to me.
It's crazy.
I get it.
It's a long boat ride.
Everybody's got these stories. My great grandfather was a stowaway. He was a 13-year-old stowaway on a ship, and they told him, "You better get out of here. Bad things happening." And I don't know how they landed in Omaha, but must have had a lot of speed. But hold on! Coming in hot!
Connor, have you been to Scotland and Ireland?
I've been to neither. I've only been out of the country twice.
Oh, you need to go to both.
I know,
and then compare.
I want to. My brother... Coward. I want to, badly. My brother and sister-in-law did the whole travel. That's what they found the castle. They heard the tales and whatnot.
If you go back, you're going to be like discovered and reinstalled as king or something,
that'd be
right?
Cool. That'd be super cool.
Go to your birthright, remove the sword from the stone.
It seems like you could get,
somebody named Connor
charges.
McKnight could get like a discount ticket on Aer Lingus. Just because you're named Connor McKnight.
I mean, my brother's Ian McKnight, he couldn't get the discount. It wasn't the 10% for old Ian.
How does he spell it?
I-A-N.
Okay.
I-A-I. Or E-A-N.
My brother-in-law is Scottish as they come, still lives over there, and he's spelled I-A-I-N.
I-A-I-N. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, so he's I-A-N.
I think it is, at least.
The Irish and the Scottish are completely different. You realize that.
Oh, very, very
different. You're going out of your way to make sure of that.
I'm fully aware.
Trying to let you know.
Thank God.
I'm half one and half the other is the thing.
Yes.
Meanwhile, this city is a zoo. This is a near us because my walk from
like
where I park
animals
to
everywhere?
Here is with all the hotels and the buses like NBA China. The buses were queuing up down here. There are buses in front of every because all the staging areas for these coach buses for all the official all-star stuff at these major hotels. China. It's been just the walk here was crazy.
I was wondering why the zebras were running over there. That's English pronunciation of the word zebra.
Thank you.
Just in English, keeping with this.
Irish and Scottish are all completely different, right?
Totally different countries.
Very different.
But the Scots, do the Scots know, David, that they're a different country?
Oh, yeah, they do. Well, proudly.
Because they've never really declared any independence.
Proudly.
No offense to the Scots.
Did you ever read?
We've tried dozens of times.
David Faraday wrote a golf book, a silly little parody called A Nasty Bit of Rough. Have you read it?
He's from Northern Ireland.
Correct. But have you read the book?
No.
Totally different.
He's a character, though.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's awesome.
He's awesome. But it's a very, it's a laugh out loud funny book that includes a long form joke that he does attribute to Billy Connolly, who's his buddy.
Oh, yeah.
But
Billy
Connolly's
hilarious.
But the way Faraday goes after Scotsman, I mean, it traffics in all sorts of these stereotypes. He portrays the Scotsman as just these, primitive and brutish compared to the Irish and in this particular book. It's really, and the jokes, it's just these theme jokes that just keep coming. So he's,
one of my favorite score memories in the last 10 years since I started working is when Faraday was just driving around and happened to be listening to you and Terry.
No, it's Rosner.
That's right. It was you and Barry. That's right. It was you and Barry. It was you and Terry doing the show, but Barry was in. And he just calls in. He's like, "You two are daft."
Do you remember
and
what we were talking about?
Begins talking for no.
You're
reason.
Daft.
Yeah, he called. They had him on the phone for 25 minutes.
He was driving from. He was driving to the Quad Cities Open from Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Sure.
And he was listening, and we were talking. It was the day that former Oakland A's manager Dick Williams was arrested for wandering pantsless around a hotel. And Barry kept making the point was once you're past 72, pants should be optional and you should be indemnified from any prosecution for being pantsless. And then Faraday says something, I want to talk about the guy wandering around to the breezeway. And he was compelled to give his thoughts.
One of my favorite days. Yeah. Absolutely favorite.
This is just wild down here. There's some police escort going on here. And apparently this is my cousin's so brilliant, the brilliant doctor decides that he's going to have his younger son bar mitzvah this weekend. He said his room block at the Westin just got kicked out for LeBron.
That's great. That's a great story.
That's pretty cool.
They moved him over to the Hilton because LeBron's like, yeah, I'm going to need these rooms. I'm going to need these rooms. I'm going to need some more rooms here. And they're like, well, guess what? Move the Jews.
Well, but Adam is here, yeah, right? LeBron is not going to be back.
No.
Yeah, but the family's all coming in. We get family from all over.
I'm saying the black family business, I would imagine, would be one that they'd want to hang on to as opposed to the rarity of LeBron turning up.
Right, we say his last name is Black. We should specify that.
I was referencing your cousin.
Yes, but that would be to think that, hey, you're going to be around here. Maybe this will be repeat business.
They
kicked him out. Is he unhappy about it?
I think they gave him enough warning that we had some time in advance. But
LeBron. How does he carry so much sway?
Oh. Who the hell does he think he is?
You should call him back and let him know that LeBron's invited to the bar mitzvah if he wants to show up.
Sure.
He doesn't have any other plans this weekend.
Does LeBron have a party? There's got to be a LeBron party.
He does.
Right?
I was talking to a friend who's got a friend that's DJing the thing, and it is
really?
It's lockdown. I mean, it's just nobody gets anybody's extras, and there is just LeBron and his people.
Jordan's party will be better, though, right?
You would imagine. Yeah, right.
This sounds like when my wife had planned a wedding at one of the boutique hotels down here, and the entire top floor was reserved by Beyonce and Jay-Z. And talk about lockdown. Like, they have their own private security army at every door, at every, like, they've got their people. And there's some that they'll pick up depending on where they go. They don't necessarily fly with them. But, like, their security captains, their officers are with them full time. It was, and she was describing the operation to me of just how they handle everything. And at one point there was a guy, big, huge dude, who was like an off duty Chicago cop or everything, just standing by this doorway. And my wife, she's like, are you allowed to like be at ease or at all, or stand down? And he kind of like, no. And she's like, can I get you a snack? He's like, yeah, that'd be great. And he goes over like the little hospitality area up there, because there's water and like cheese and crackers. I was like, oh, thanks. Like, you should, don't tell anybody that I'm eating on the job. I'm not supposed to. But it's pretty intense.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. But I'm just saying, is that because you have so much money that someone's going to try to steal you? I don't think. I mean, it might be overkill.
But when you have
just that
all
much
money,
security, you have your own private army.
It's high. I mean, everybody knows that everyone's in this town this weekend. You know, so I mean, the crashing probably is at its peak this weekend.
We got an email yesterday when we were talking about the. There's another particular profession that is also descending upon Chicago, and a guy sent an email, and I don't know how he has access to some of this stuff, but more than one person said that there are. It's not just the regular escorts that are here. Apparently, he said there are 15, like, there's a certification that you get.
It's like All-Star Weekend for them,
too? It's also, there's porn stars.
Okay.
That apparently...
Drip, drip, drip.
That apparently in Chicago at the moment is there has been a surge in available porn stars, like actual name stars by the hour or hours. So there's money flying around.
Oh, boy.
It's just that kind of weekend.
You know,
you take a look at that call. It was perfect.
I thought they were here for the bar mitzvah.
Good, clean family show until you had to bring up prostitution. I don't get it. Well, I mean,
that's part of the deal. It's part of the economics. Deal.
When did Chicago become the red light district?
We have done things that everybody said couldn't be done.
Wow. What have you today?
Well, we're really busy. We are going to start the show with a piece of tape from a Chicago Cub with a startling admission that I think this was missed for whatever reason. I don't know why this isn't getting the attention that it deserved, but it's something that I think is material to the Cubs and informs the decision that they made in the offseason. We've got the Midday Midway at 10:40. Rick Fox is going to join us today.
All right.
So we'll talk some basketball with him. Got to get into some of this Houston Astros stuff, some of what Dallas Keuchel said yesterday, that the totality of the Astros story is so bad. It's so awful. And I will not let them declare that this is over or they're turning the page. They're not allowed to do this. They don't get control of this. They don't get, and I've seen them now. That means
it's all over.
Jason Stark said they are forever. They're right there with the 1919 White Sox, with Lance Armstrong, with any sports cheat that you want, Rosie Ruiz, that they are right there with any of it, and they will be there, and they have to understand that.
Have a good show, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
We're talking to Mark Grace here. What is your side of the story?
I just know this, that after 13 years of playing with the Chicago Cubs, I wanted to be a Cub for life. I wanted to be a Cub for life, and unfortunately for me, you know, I'm not the one making that decision.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
I switched to Boost Mobile and got 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
Isaac, the fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and 1 per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
O'Reilly. This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross country with 2 young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now, a page from the diary of Flo.
Dear diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Get to Old Navy now for February's biggest style steal. 40% off all jeans and tees. Jeans start at just $18 for adults, $12 for kids. With tees from just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. All jeans and tees are on sale, even your favorite rock star jeans. All jeans and all tees are 40% off right now. Don't miss out. Run into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today. Valid 211 to 221. Excludes in-store clearance jeans and tees. Active license and men's package tees.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse!
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
When it comes to your bathroom, the shortest distance between outdated and updated is a trip to the Home Depot's Days of Doing Bath event. Like vanities up to 40% off, faucets from only $49, plus a wide selection of online bath products. Can't make the trip? We can deliver. It's a good time to be a doer and a saver. Now at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details.
If you're in the market for windows, you need to make the call that I did. Call Russ Armstrong. He's the owner of Chicago Window Guys. They're different because they make the windows. They install the windows, and Russ's people are on it the entire time. Doesn't subcontract any labor, and they offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I had a bunch of windows done. I was thrilled with how it went down, with how easy it was, because I don't know anything about windows. I said, are they good windows? And they're going to be fine. They're great, way better than the ones I had. You also will get the best price, the best product. You'll deal directly with the owner. Call the Chicago Window Guys today at 847-881-3060. That's 847-881-3060. And the first 10 callers who mention my name, Dan, get 10% off the order. Check out his reviews at chicagowindowguy.com.
Hey, I'm Cody Decker.
And I'm Jen Sturger, and together we're hosts of Swings and Misses, a Radio.com sports original. We're live from Los Angeles every day starting at 1 p.m. Eastern with the biggest stories in sports, pop culture, and everything in between.
To watch and listen to us live, head to Radio.com/Swings. Download the Radio.com app and search Swings, or simply ask Alexa to play us. Hey Alexa, play Swings and Misses.
Or listen to us on demand anytime on the Radio.com app and wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Hi, this is former NFL quarterback Gus Frat, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my new podcast, Huddle Up with Gus, where my co-host Dave and I interview our guests about how sports shape their lives. Jump in the huddle to find out what famous sports writer got caught stealing avocados, how an NFL legend had to convince his mom to let him play peewee football, or how a supermodel became a beach volleyball star. We all know the best stories are told in the huddle. Join Huddle Up with Gus, a Radio.com original podcast at Radio.com or on the new Radio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Cheating has been going on in baseball forever, right? It has always existed in this sport.
Crane wouldn't cop to the word cheat. He said, well, we broke the rules.
When you're caught, I think it's fair to ask the players and the executives act better than you just got caught with your hand in the cookie jar.
Truth be told, there are several Astros executives who were directly implicated in this, even in the very beginnings of it, who are there, who are employed there still under the new GM.
All of them are having the full endorsement of this guy, James Click, who has just shown up on the gig. His assistant GM is going to stick around and stay. But they're all staying there. And each one of these guys had a part in what baseball says was a player-driven scheme, which the Astros felt was so player-driven that they had to fire the players' bosses. It is all so, so backward.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight. Middays on the Score.
We got a Friday for you on Bernstein and McKnight. We got some baseball to talk. We got some Cubs stuff to get into. We discovered a little piece of sound that has gone under the radar that you need to hear. That's coming up in just a second. We're going to revisit some of the conversation we had with Kenny Smith. If you missed that, that was just absolute gold.
So
yesterday.
Good. He's, some of the most fun I've had in a while.
Yeah, he's really just a delightful, delightful guy. Midday Midway at 10:40. Rick Fox, former NBA player, is going to join us at 11. We will get into more of what's going on with this unfolding Astros faceplant, as it's just been a cascading fall down the stairs for them at every turn. It's current Astros, former Astros, mm-hmm. Everybody involved is just not really quite understanding this. And we have three giveaways today.
Three?
Listen, you got to be listening. Three entries into the 2020 Charity Poker Championship.
That's one, two, three.
Three four. Entries. That's not the cue to call quite yet, but I'm going to give you the cue to call. This is a $275 seat that could end up with you going to the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas.
And we got three.
That's a $10,000 seat that you could win. And once you're there at the main event, we have had winners of this tournament. This is an official World Series of Poker play-in, and we've got three opportunities for you to get into this play-in. You have to be listening today for the cue to call. And this benefits Camp One Step for Children's Oncology Services. If you want more info, go to camponestep.org. But these are pretty special, and this is going to be that period of time where we have allotted, every year we earmark a handful of seats, maybe about a table's worth was going to be just for listeners of the Bernstein and McKnight Show. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text? You can. The text zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text to 67011, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app now.
I'm not sure if you've been looking, but this Zion fellow is pretty good at basketball.
He's good at basketball.
I don't know if you caught it last night, but 32 sets a new career high. He had a wonderful, wonderful evening. Lost to the Thunder, sure. But man, I know you want him to lose a couple of LBs.
I do.
I get it. Jesus, is he good?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out why the Thunder are good, too.
They weren't
supposed to be good.
I don't know.
And they're good.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
Chris Paul's been awesome.
Yes, Chris Paul.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is maybe the best player in the league nobody's heard of. And you know who could have had him in the draft?
Let me guess.
Well,
There's a development issue that doesn't quite mesh, though, isn't there?
Right. Well, there's that. And I love Wendell Carter, but I mean, sure. Shea's really good.
Sure.
He is.
He's also playing right now. Wendell's not.
And who's it? Does he have a half brother who's in?
I forget if it's half. Nikhil Alexander Walker of the Pelicans.
Yeah, he's good, too. He's like, there's things
he
there.
Can shoot. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Dan's just looking for a new adoptive NBA player after Luke Kornet hasn't really worked out.
Hey. He's getting burned.
You still adopting
now, man.
Him?
He's getting some burn.
He is.
He's our Davis Bertans.
Yeah, wind burn from people going by
yes,
him.
Where'd he go?
Seriously,
Where'd Luke go?
You know what I have to do? What I have to do for Luke? I think I'm...
Chisel the cement off his shoes?
I think I'm going to have to award him Doug McDermott's nunchucks. Because remember my rule. My rule for Doug McDermott, it's sort of like, you know, a horse race. Even the field, to allow Doug McDermott to try to stay in front of somebody, he was allowed to have nunchakus.
Just going to whack somebody on the shins?
Oh, anywhere you want. Wah-ha! I got to go and try to drive around him. You know, he puts the ball on the floor. Oh. Wah-ha!
God, can you imagine Doc Rivers bitching about those rules? This guy's got nunchucks. He's got an offensive foul call that finally looks like one.
This guy's literally using nunchucks. It's written in. He's allowed. It's like being able to bring a service dog on the plane. You get special.
Everybody's getting their animals kicked off the plane, and Doug's like, oh no, you get to keep yours.
Or maybe something. Maybe a pool cue. Maybe it doesn't. If Doug McDermott gets the nunchucks, maybe he gets something else. Like he gets a baseball bat with a nail stick. Sticking out of it something.
That makes sense
to
me.
Escape from New York.
Sure.
He gets something
creative.
He can pick something from the Blue Fly accessory wall, and then he's allowed to use that. The radio.com app.
Download the app.
Yeah, download it. You can listen to the show. You can watch us. You can see us on these cameras here. Hi! If you're just joining us, this is the time on Sprockets and Vidance.
Leave him on Arch Mc. You look ridiculous.
Hey, it's cold out, man. I don't usually wear turtlenecks, but when it's cold out, I got
but
that
when
walk.
I do.
When I do, it's always something spectacular.
But when I do, it's 30 years old.
What do you mean it's old?
That turtleneck was sold on QVC in 1991.
Oh.
That was like Mike Rowe was pitching you that turtleneck late at night on QVC.
Why does it matter how old it is?
Because it does. It's a turtleneck.
So it's warm.
All right.
It's fine.
Happy that your neck's warm today.
Video stream the show. You can listen to the show. You can rewind it with DVR-like controls and interact on Facebook also by liking the 670 The Score page. Zawoski Camp and Diaz are the producers, but let's get to what we heard.
Yeah, so at Cubs Camp, you've got a whole bunch of storylines. Are they going to be better? Is David Ross going to bring them to the promised land? Will Chris Bryant be traded? But over and over again, whether it's through the actions or conversation of Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer over the last couple of seasons, you have heard this theme of internal development. That the guys picked high in the draft need to be better at baseball. That it's time to stop looking at the pedigree of these players and time to start looking at the production that's being given to you by those first-round guys. One of them that severely underachieved last year was center fielder Albert Almora. Now, Almora comes with an interesting part of what's going on here. Because over and over again, you saw from Joe Maddon the reluctance to bat him against both sides, against righties and lefties. You saw a reluctance to really name him a full-time player to the point where Maddon kind of said, nah, he's a platoon-type guy. That's what we see him as. That's how we expect him to contribute to this team. After the season that happened last year, granted, which included a horrifying incident of hitting a foul ball into the stands and injuring a very young girl, Albert Almora had a disastrous second half, one where he did not hit for power. He struck out a lot, and the ground balls were incredibly weak. He talked with reporters yesterday in camp about how he felt. He let himself, and I would imagine his team, down some, given his preparation for most of the second half of the season.
Yeah, I wasn't in a good place mentally. Just the team wasn't going to where it needed to be, and that obviously that sucks. And then my performance wasn't where I wanted it to be as well, so I didn't think the way I was going about the day was the correct way. So in regards to getting prepared for a game, little things like that, you know, it's little things that matter in this game. The outcome, good or bad, if you prepare the right way, you can turn the page a lot easier. And I learned a lot this offseason from, you know, obviously there's no games going on, but how to prepare mentally and physically before games.
That is Albert
Almora. Wow.
Listen, two things here. One, and we're going to play a cut of him talking about what happened in Houston and how that did not affect, he feels he did not affect his season. And that matters, I think, in this conversation. But there's two things. You and I, since we started doing the show, have applauded honesty from players. You know, in times where you could, in times where a player could just pretty easily give you the cliche of can't take your bat to the field with you or your glove to the plate or any of that kind, all those kind of cliches are tossed aside here. And he's taking responsibility for what he didn't do last season. I think that's impressive. I think that comes as a double-edged sword, though, because he let himself, his production, and his preparation down. Those are things you can't afford when you're scratching for wins late in a year where any kind of extra offense added to Nick Castellanos and Kyle Schwarber matters a whole hell of a lot when you're chasing down just a handful of ballgames.
Some context here, too. This is the same team that is a year removed from another material young player speaking similarly of his past season's performance.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting here a year ago, and Kelly Krull had the interview on NBC Sportsnet with Wilson Contreras.
Right.
He talked about his preparation. And now you have Albert Almora saying the same thing, same kind of stuff. Very, very similar
same concept.
This is why Joe Maddon's not here anymore.
It's feeling more and more that way.
That Theo was dropping all kinds of breadcrumbs for you in how he talked about this and how he said it's a, you know, when we prepare as a group and talking about how they're, you know, whether it's a laissez-faire or a hands-on approach to some of these younger players, he led you right to this. He was trying to say it without saying it. I'll also mention it as part of the context. We spend a lot of time looking at Pakoda and Zips and Steamer, mm-hmm. and all of these projection metrics, and people will say these things can't know everything. You're damn right they can't.
They cannot.
They can't. And this is one of those things they can't know. And when you start looking for found value, you start looking for spreads that you can arbitrage.
Mm-hmm.
You start looking for things. Where maybe what don't they see? This they can show evidence of it. They can show evidence of decline. That's all there in the performance. The numbers show the performance.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't give you the why. It doesn't give you the, I was suffering from depression, or my kid was sick, or something else went wrong, or I was in a bad place mentally. And when a player has to tell you that, and he just did.
Yeah, it's impressive to hear him say it out loud. I think there are a lot of players throughout big league ball that would take the layup with a cliche, that would take the, you know, good Lord willing, just want to be here. Want to help the ball club. And I applaud Almora for saying what he said. And remember this, too. This is another offseason where very little has happened to change what this ball club looks like. Albert Almora is a first-round pick. He is the first first-round pick of Theo and Jed's tenure. He was lauded as a guy playing on Team USA as a, I think he was 17, playing with a bunch of 19-year-olds. And his leadership was lauded on those teams. Albert Almora was the kid on those Team USA teams that other guys were looking around and going, okay, what do we do, Albert? He was the center fielder on that team. His instincts have always been the kind that leads you to make great plays in the outfield. That all of that matters.
And Theo this is a guy said, too. Remember the comment that Theo made was he's able to make plays at the edges of his range.
Yep.
And even that dropped off last year. How many did we see snow cone out of the webbing last year that never used to?
Sure. Remember, too, you know, we have Joe Sheehan on all the time during the baseball season. We read what he writes. This is a guy in Albert Almora that even Joe Sheehan wouldn't quit on until something like August of last season. And I don't, you know, that's to say nothing of like, you know, you evaluate players and you have guys you like and guys you don't like. But that says something. When you look at the production that was coming out of Almora, and you've still got a smart baseball mind, and probably not the only one, looking at Almora thinking, there's still something in there. Which reflects on what the kind of conversation that you've heard from the front office. Whether it's Schwarber or Almora or Happ or what have you, they feel there's still something in there for a lot of those really high-picked players. Whether that's, you know, Ian Happ having to go back to AAA and work his stuff out, perhaps in an environment that wasn't led by Joe Maddon, that wasn't going to hold him to the same kind of accountability that perhaps a demotion could, whether that's Wilson Contreras a year ago. I think, you know, when Theo talks, when Joe talks rather about a difference of philosophy on Tuesday between himself and Joe, or Theo rather, that the difference in philosophy could probably be summed up with players have to deal with their own stuff. You have to fix your own problems. And it feels like Theo's move toward David Ross, toward more team activities, is not so much players have to deal with their own stuff.
Careful.
But that we are all, yeah, that got close.
Yeah.
But that we are all, as a group and as a franchise, responsible for making sure that everyone handles their own stuff.
There's a rhyme and a reason to this. That for a group that acts as methodically as the Cubs do, they know something has been building for a while. That something there's been a cultural evolution under Joe Maddon that was really good at the start. That is maybe not so good now, and it probably reinforced the winner's trap a little bit. I think a lot of this. I think that was a window into things when Epstein gave us the idea of the winner's trap, of the understanding that because things have gone well, therefore we are doing it correctly, and it's all part and parcel of that. And it, with every day that goes by, there's a little more of an understanding as to why he felt he needed an abrupt leadership change after all of the churn in the coaching staffs.
Let me just get to this too real quick. This is from the 773, and appreciate the text. The Tech Zone, by the way, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online, rosenhyundai.com. You guys cape so hard for Theo. He's been terrible the last few years, drafting, contracts, etc. The farm system, a joke. Is that on Joe? Why not criticize him, meaning 3-0? Theo, it's embarrassing. We have taken Theo and blamed him for the issues he needs to be blamed for.
Those issues are obvious.
And I'll tell you, too, when I delineated the two philosophical approaches that seem to be going on here, Joe kind of repping that players need to handle their own stuff, Theo saying, no, we are all responsible for handling everybody's stuff, I don't know that one's right or wrong. You just have to manage the team you've got in front of you. I actually think that players should be held accountable for their own stuff. Show up to the ballpark, do your work, get your hitting in. It should be that a 22, 23, 24-year-old stud prospect can still be held accountable to do his own work. I'm on Joe's side on this. But if Theo looks at the roster that he's got, the guys, the talent that he has to manage and control here, and thinks this is an area where they need help accomplishing a task, then it's on the general manager of the ball club. It's on Theo to get them the help they need to accomplish it.
Bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves at tomorrow night's home game. The first 500 couples to enter Allstate Arena receive a box of Fannie Mae chocolate and a beautiful rose. For tickets, visit chicagowolves.com. That is some telling sound from a very honest guy in Albert Almora.
There's more from Almora. We'll get to it after the break here, but he talks some about what happened in Houston and his reaction and relationship with that incident, that family a little bit too. And he's brought something brand new to spring training this year as well that may affect his production on the field.
Also, when we come back, we are going to give away the first of three entries into the 2020 Camp One Step Charity Poker Championship. Please only do this if you plan to attend and play.
Oh, that's a big seat.
Want you there. This is a $275 seat. This is a World Series of Poker play-in. It is on February 27th at Galleria Marchetti. If you can play and you want to get in on this, just be ready after this break. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
This is Chicago's number one sports station, dominating Chicago sports talk for nearly three decades. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Radio.com sports station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, that's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Connor McKnight here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every single day, and once you win, they get you your cash fast. I'm talking 24 hours kind of fast. So if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, now's the time, because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. We're just a couple of days away from the All-Star game here in town. Bet the over, first and foremost, right? Always bet the over on this thing. Find a crazy player prop. This thing comes back to you if you lose. When was the last time your bookie gave you a do-over? I didn't think so. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use the promo code Connor so they know we sent you. That's the promo code Connor, my name, C-O-N-N-O-R. That gets you your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook. You must be at least 21 and present in Indiana. Site credit is non-withdrawable. It expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
I need a little Boost Mobile. My old phone is painful.
Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting four phones for free. Your Samsung Galaxy's for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hubbard, do you think the situation in Houston during the year with the kid getting injured had any effect on the way you played beyond that?
No. No, that's not an excuse. No.
It might not be an excuse, and it might not be something you want to share, but you guys are human beings.
Yeah.
And sometimes people lose track of baseball players being human. That in itself would impact anybody.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely impacted me, but I'm not going to sit here and say that was the reason why I didn't perform the way I wanted to.
Stand-up dude right there. And you can pound him, and I think it's probably fair, and he knows it's fair if you're a Cub fan and saying, how dare you, as a first-round pick, in the window, a guy who we're relying on to develop, that you're not doing everything you can to develop, well, that sucks, and boo, and all. He knows that. and he's ready for it when he admits what he just admitted.
Yeah, people could be more than one thing. You know, I think Albert Almora has been, well, he talked about it during the season, deeply affected with what happened in Houston and vowed, I think it was that day or the next time he talked. I don't think reporters got to him right after that happened, right? I think he got some time to think about it and kind of deal with it, which was the right thing to do. But when he spoke, he talked about wanting to be connected to that family and help that girl through whatever she may need, which, you know, is an admirable thing to do. But two things can be true about a person, right? Many things can be true about a person. And when you hear him talking about his kind of checking out of his own preparation, that's kind of tough to hear, especially in a season where I was just looking through some numbers. I think it was, let's say it was just MLB.com put it out. But if you look at the core five players in the offense the Cubs have had, right? You know the five. I mean, I don't have to tell you there. But their production in terms of base runs and weighted on base and all that kind of stuff, largely been steady throughout the last four or five seasons. But last year, the surrounding offensive pieces created negative 50 runs on the average next to the rest of your lineup, right? Next to the rest of baseball. They were underwater everywhere else in the lineup. And that's not a secret to you. You knew that watching Cubs baseball. You knew second base was a deep, dark place from which light did not escape.
The Bodie regression there.
And yeah. Almora was terrible. Jason Hayward, after looking like he kind of had found some stuff, a little bit more confidence with the stick, did not carry that through late in the season.
Daniel Descalso was a disaster. Oh, yeah,
geez, was that terrible? I mean, just everything around that core five disappointed in a way that really dragged the team down. And I'm not here to tell you that Albert Almora with a different mental lens and a new focus embraces his future as a first division center fielder. Far from it. I don't love the swing path. And his lack of speed, true speed in center field, worries me just a little bit for his aging curve. But it's really hard for me to look at that guy with that pedigree and go, this is a completely underwater hitter. Pecota projections for this year had him hitting something like 250 and an on base of 297. Yeah. If you get a guy that's an average hitter, if you just get yourself to, he doesn't suck, that is so much better than what he was producing last season. And if he's given opportunities to hit against either side of the plate and can perform just a little bit, you have now shored up a position. Like an entire position where you knew there was nothing you could do this offseason to go find a center fielder. Look at the teams that had to go out and find a center fielder this year. Jared Dyson just got signed. Are you thrilled with that?
Hey, you're going to Japan to find 31-year-old Japanese journeyman.
That's a really difficult position to fill from the outside.
Give me a number.
Four.
Four.
Four!
Four.
One, two, three, four.
Caller four to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins an entry into the 2020 Charity Poker Championship on February 27th at Galleria Marchetti in Chicago. All proceeds benefit Camp One Step by Children's Oncology Services. Compete for nearly $15,000 in prizes, including the grand prize of a seat at the 2020 World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. Visit camponestep.org for details. We're also going to have a little side blackjack thing going on there. We've got, it turns out, some generous people with, I don't know, McAllen have decided they're going to be there with things.
Hot damn.
Yeah, and there might be a little bit of that to taste.
Hello.
Hello. And if you just want a spectator ticket, just want to come by and eat and drink.
Scotch ticket.
Today. Yep. That's a $75 ticket if you just want to get in the room and hang out. But it's going to be a really, really great night. We got two more entries to give away as well.
Couple of things for those of you just kind of tuning in and needing some context here. Almora did not use the incident in Houston as any sort of an excuse. Zero. Whatsoever. You just heard that coming back. He didn't prepare. His own words. He let his preparation, his day of game stuff, go by the wayside a little bit. That's not an excuse. That's what he did. An excuse is something where you're making an apology for something that was in your control. He's not making an apology for something that was in his control. He's telling you what he let down. There's a text in that says, come on, he's just using that as an excuse. He sucks at the plate and will say anything to prevent being sent to AAA.
He's doing the opposite of
That's
using it as an
thing you apologize for. Yeah. In fact, the Houston Astros could probably listen to Albert Almora talk about his shortcomings and go, oh, so you say the thing you did wrong. You mention the things you're going to do to make sure you don't do the thing wrong again.
How about this?
And then you change?
And you apologize to the people you may have wronged.
Weird. I don't get it.
And you tell people what you actually feel bad about.
Crazy. I don't understand it. It's a strange concept to me. I'm going to go back and keep making billions of dollars on a franchise that I refuse to acknowledge did anything wrong. Yeah, I'm Jim Crane.
Later in the show, we'll get to the Dallas Keuchel stuff, too, because he went back and stepped in it again. So they go out of their way to keep going back and running over themselves. And you made a point after the show yesterday, because somebody said something like, the Astros just don't get it. And you said, no, they don't want to get
it. No, they don't want to get
it. Because they don't think they're supposed to.
No.
They don't think they have to. They don't think they did anything wrong.
No, they don't want to get it. You listen to stuff that Carlos Correa said. You listen to it's just they don't care. They care that they got caught. They care that in some cases that they let it go on as long as they did. Once the rest of the league seemed to kind of catch on to what they were doing. But mostly, they're saying what they're saying and saying it how they're saying it so that it gets acknowledged in a quick news cycle toward the end of the week in a spring training that will undoubtedly have more storylines. And they think that this will just get swept away as you refresh your Twitter feed and it won't come up anymore. And you'll remember somewhat tangentially that somebody said sorry on the Astros, right? Somebody said that, right? Oh, I'll just go on and enjoy my baseball. It's not going to work like that.
What really pisses me off was how the general manager yesterday, the new general manager, the guy that you are hiring to try to move
James
on.
James
Click, to try to get away from what is a toxic culture. And this was in Manfred's report. This was very specifically with the Brandon Taubman incident, mm-hmm. which was vile. The cheating is one thing, but what they did to smear Stephanie Apstein, the Sports Illustrated reporter,
gross.
What they did to try to single her out, to try to wreck her reputation based on this oily piece of crap, Brandon Taubman, to cover for him, and all because she was trying to call attention to what Roberto Osuna had done
mm-hmm.
in abusing his wife or girlfriend, I forget which. And that was horrid. That was disgusting. And now you've got people still working in the organization, multiple people, your hitting coach, your high-ranking executives who were part of creating the cheating scandal, facilitating it,
yeah.
The whole concept of it. And you've already been pilloried in a report because of your culture. And all you're doing is perpetuating the very same culture that is empowering the way they're approaching this currently. It's right in front of you. This is the culture on display. The Astros keep telling us who they are. They keep telling us who they are. This is who they are. They want you to see who they are. They're not hiding it. Current Astros, former Astros, and the very same culture that you thought you didn't change a thing. You didn't change a damn thing.
Major League Baseball, by the way, fine with them being who they are. They're thrilled with them being who they are. And I know that because the punishments were, okay, a draft pick, two draft picks the next 2 years, and $5 million. The maximum amount of money you can find somebody, but that's nothing. What they've done as they've levied the penalties against the Astros is help them sweep as much of this under the rug as you possibly could and not expose what has now been exposed with subsequent reporting by guys like Jeff Passan, guys like Jared Diamond. I'm going to forget another athletic reporter who put some stuff out there. Ken Rosenthal had a lot of it initially, and then I'm just spacing on the one, and I apologize. Evan Drellich, I think, maybe helped co-write that thing. I hate when I forget the names of the guys who broke the news. But all those guys who had each next step of Nikki, it's just a layer of the onion to peel away. And oh, by the way, you know the stuff in the commissioner's report? It's deeper than that. And then somebody goes, oh, it's a level deeper than that. Oh, you thought that was gross. Just wait till you see the
next
spot.
Some of the details. If you want to get a single accounting of the Astros story, if you just feel you maybe need to refresh yourself, Jay Jaffe on FanGraphs just this morning
posted
a really in-depth piece where he talks about the Wall Street Journal's reporting. He talks about the Athletic's reporting. He gives all the proper credit to all the names, but really lays out the timeline for what baseball didn't do, for what baseball has tried to misdirect, mm-hmm. for as much as Rob Manfred did, what he misrepresented. This was not player-driven. It became player-driven, but this started with the quant guys. This started with the computer guys. This started with the brains. Then it got to the players, and then it became Carlos Beltran. Mm-hmm. If you really want to know what the driving force was, and the guys who wouldn't cross Beltran, A.J. Hinch, the reason he busted up those televisions was because he was too cowardly to cross Beltran, who was running that clubhouse.
And I'll be 100% honest with you. I mean, Beltran gets made the driving force of this, but given the way that Major League Baseball has released what they think you should know about this, are you really confident in trusting the way baseball has told you that Beltran was the sole and only driving force here? I'm not.
No, I am not. This segment is sponsored by Nutrisystem for Men. Make a resolution to lose weight with Nutrisystem for Men, just like Mully from The Morning Show. He lost some weight over the past 3 months. Join today. When you buy your first month of food, you'll get a month absolutely free. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio to get started.
NBA All-Star Game is in town. We've got a conversation with Rick Fox coming up at 11 o'clock. But yesterday, we had... What, some of the most fun we've had in a couple of months talking hoops? That's for sure.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be good, but he's so effortless. He's so easy. He's so himself. Kenny Smith joined us, and you're going to want to hear this, so keep it here on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Man. Get to Old Navy now for February's biggest style steal. 40% off all jeans and tees. Jeans start at just $18 for adults, $12 for kids. With tees from just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. All jeans and tees are on sale, even your favorite rock star jeans. All jeans and all tees are 40% off right now. Don't miss out. Run into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today. Valid 211 to 221. Excludes in-store clearance jeans and tees. Active license and men's package tees.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Connor McKnight here, and Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK starting at just $495 per eye. That's good news for you. Here's better news. A free consultation. Free. All you have to do is call or go online, schedule your free consultation for LASIK as low as $495 per eye. The consultation is amazing. They understand at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK that you're going to have questions about the LASIK procedure. The consultation is built to get you the answers that you're looking for. I remember going back into the consultation a few months ago, had all sorts of questions because that's who I am. Each and every one of them answered very much to my satisfaction. I had the procedure about a month after that. So I'm probably 6 months out from having LASIK with the folks at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. I'm seeing 2015. My results have been fantastic. We are, you know, despite the 0 degree temperatures, coming up towards spring and softball season for me. It'll be the first one where I don't have to deal with contacts or glasses, or changing those out in the car as you're getting ready to go onto the field. None of that. I just wake up in the morning and I can see it has been life-changing for me. Plus, the team and the facilities at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK are the best in Chicago. It's part of the reason I chose them. Part of the reason you should choose them is because of Sharp Vision's price match guarantee. You will understand there why the team at Sharp Vision is overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, believing is seeing.
Here's the thing. Saving money with GEICO is almost better than playing pickup basketball. Because there's always that guy who joins your game. He never passes the rock, he constantly bricks threes, and he'll completely hack you and then put his hands up and say, "No foul, no foul." With GEICO, it's easy to switch and save on car insurance. No need to fake an ankle sprain because you're absolutely exhausted. So switch and save with GEICO. It's almost better than sports.
Get to Old Navy now for February's biggest style steal. 40% off all jeans and tees. Jeans started just $18 for adults, $12 for kids. With tees from just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. All jeans and tees are on sale, even your favorite rock star jeans. All jeans and all tees are 40% off right now. Don't miss out. Run into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today. Valid 211 to 221. Excludes in-store clearance jeans and tees. Active license and men's package tees.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse!
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago.